This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
All right, hour number three of the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve, you with me still?
I'm still here, man, hanging in here in the frozen tundra of the mid-country, about 12 degrees below zero out there right now with the wind chill. But, you know, I know you're staying dry in Florida, Bob, and some of our friends out there are freezing with me. But, you know, hey, it's good to be together.
We're keeping you warm on the radio tonight, folks. And, well, Steve, thanks to Mayor Bloomberg, we might be a little bit safer. He's got a new commercial out that I'll go ahead and air for the first time ever on the RBN airwaves. Moms demand action. No more silence. That's right, folks. We need to take away the guns.
On December 14th, we'll have a moment of silence for Newtown. But with 26 more school shootings since that day, ask yourself, is silence what America needs right now?
Speak out now, Moms Against Guns.
Yeah, I tell you, that's
take away all the guns. That was dramatic, wasn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it was, you know, and of course, you know, remember, that stirs the pot of all the lemming mentality out there, and that's what they're trying to do. I think it's obvious to most of us who've seen so much of this for so long. I mean, going back to HIV/AIDS, not when I want to get into that anymore, but, I mean, the reality is they've been scaring people and driving people like lemmings. The news media is not news. It's conditioning. It's propaganda. It's creating mind think groups. You know what I mean? That just sporadically act and respond because they don't have the ability to think logically or even look at the facts. They just listen to that stuff and get crazy. And that's the way the American public has become, unfortunately.
Yep, that's exactly right.
So, you know, Bloomberg was behind that ad. How do we connect him to that, the blooming Bloomberg?
Well, this article I read suggested it was funded by him.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised because, I mean, he's out here tangling with Colorado politics.
He's got that group Mayors Against Guns.
Yeah, that would be him. I'm pretty sure that's one of his organizations. Or
yeah.
His big door.
And, of course, he's got the money to help a lot of these groups.
Sure he does, you know. And, I mean, we're undergoing a major stress test here as a republic, and we've been undergoing it for a long time. I'm surprised that we've held together. And, you know, I'll ask questions. Of course, we should take callers if they have comments. And, I mean, here we come up on one year of the anniversary of the Sandy Hook incident. And, of course, there's never been any discussion about the other people they rounded up, all the delays that took place that kept the police from moving in at particular times, and the people they did arrest. There's never been any information there. We really don't know much about Adam Lanza. We haven't seen any of the video that was supposed to be installed in those locations. The logistics of coming through the window or through the front door and the guns that were used, all of these things have never been really analyzed. And I mean, it's like the Mannlicher Caracano and the Mauser 7.62 in Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, we got a whole bunch of different guns and different shells and things that don't fit, and yet we're supposed to be afraid. Be very afraid. You know what I mean?
As the tuck clicks before one of the next 26 shootings that could have all been prevented. Well, not prevented necessarily, but stopped short.
Yeah.
At the very least, by, well, guns.
Yeah.
That's right, because guns stop guns. So there you go, folks. All right, Steve, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We got a caller.
Dun, dun, right.
Dun. Is it a Bigfoot caller? Is it a Chupacabras caller? We'll see. It's Bill in Idaho. Bill,
good, Bill.
How are you?
Well, good evening. Excellent broadcast as usual, gentlemen. You're such a tour de force team. Really,
oh, you're just saying that. Thank you, though.
Yeah. We have to butter up that Tooskin Tusker, that's for sure. I just wanted to call in. Mine is not the Chupacabra, unless it's dishonored Judge Windmill of Idaho. You take a look with Russian Judge Vladimir Solyev, Solyev. EV in 2002. That's where your justice is gone, folks. And I would consider that if you are in the system or trying to get out of the system, you definitely are not going to do too well if you continue to allow this kind of perfidy to occur in the pulpit and or in the judiciary. My contribution, and I really, really enjoyed Mike and his observations and your observation in regard to these slimy black-robed monsters in the judiciary. That judge over in Colorado, his name again was
Mark Silverstein.
Mark Silverstein.
Yeah, yeah. I think he intervened in something that was totally out of his realm to deal with, you know, and he couldn't make the right decision. I mean, we'll follow up on this. I think this case is going to be appealed, and, you know, I would disagree with, I guess, Mike about the support from customers, because I know how people will be. They will be knocking on the doors at Masterpiece Cakes and ordering things because they heard about it. So we want to support you because we believe what you're doing is right, and we didn't know much about it, but we're going to go, instead of going to Walmart to get our cakes done, we're going to pay a little bit more and get them done really well from you. Yeah.
Well, considering that story out of Oregon, where they were going to grab that little girl that was trying to sell a Christmas holly, and they were going to shut down her little effort, a little 11-year-old, it went viral off of another broadcast. But, of course, that slimeball Beck would take the credit for it and claim that he was responsible for that little girl making $30,000 in one day of sales in regard to Holly that her and her dad were. I think that we have to capitalize on our victories, even though we're not recognized for them. You gentlemen do the hard work and the heavy lifting, and yet we hear nothing from either pulpit or parish. And that will be the tragedy of this country, that they allow their pastors, their ministers, their rabbis, whoever, to sit in silence while Christians are being murdered all over the world while we have to rest sometime during the day. I'd like to bring to your attention, if you can get Freeman, Jack, I think it was, help me out, in the afternoon, the young broadcaster that parallels Republic. He's in the afternoon. Yeah, Clint Richardson. You
okay,
had Freeman on.
Freeman Burt, yeah. Well, I'll touch base with him, yeah.
Could we continue this?
Yeah, we can. I'll hold you on for a little bit on the other side here. I got some other things I want to get to as well. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show. That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Government restricts homemade cookie sales. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Let's let Bill, our caller, wrap things up here with his call. Bill, go ahead, and I'll let you finish your thoughts. And then I want to play this piece. Government restricts homemade cookie sales.
I only mention that Clint Richardson's on your team over there. He's in the afternoon. He had three-man Bert on, and it was an extraordinary broadcast, only by virtue of the fact that the information that I left with Craig for you guys with the Americans for Legal Reform out of New York, and I hope you get that out widely or have that gentleman on. The sooner we capture the high ground of these Zionazi war pigs. I mean, your earlier discussion, well, you know, those Jews, our Heavenly Father's words exactly were those that would say they are Jews, and they constantly use that as a battering ram and a weapon against, obviously, all of us, certainly Edgar Steele, in regard to his being framed. Obviously, they didn't need Mr. Edgar Steele anywhere around to speak valiantly for liberty, because certainly then he would call them down as a Grand Soviet Republican Steering Committee here in Coeur d'Alene, if not the city council, and that bunch of creeps, only by virtue of the fact that they want to build drones here. Their big plan for economic development is a jail in a box that coward Ben Wolfinger, who has not declared to support and defend the Constitution for the people and stand in protecting the people's rights here in this town any more than the military-industrial component over at NIC to build drones as their lead idea for the economic development of this town.
Right.
I'm asking people sincerely, if you hear information that Bob and Steve are giving out,
yeah,
act on it. You don't sit there and... I'm sorry?
Do it. Yeah, I agree. Get active. Don't just sit here and don't do anything about it. Take what you've learned and act.
Well, I'm giving you Earl Pulaski's number. Senator Earl Pulaski in Michigan,
okay,
he is pushing the CONCON discussion right along with Mr. Levin and that dirtbag Beck over there on AM radio. They've been working at this a long time. It rolls out as a test tomorrow in Monticello, and I am hoping people just literally flood his line. And that's Darren Weeks. I'm repeating what Darren Weeks told me last week on his broadcast. He'll be up tomorrow morning. I'm wondering if any of you are going to have the courage to actually act on your conscience. It's 517-373-1795. 517-373-1795. Bless you, gentlemen. Struggle
right, thanks,
Bill. Hello for liberty. Bye-bye.
I hope people
right, thanks,
call.
Bill.
And
yeah,
put
call.
Some pressure on them. Steve, I know you will. I know we will. We've done it on air. If it wasn't so late, I wish we could do... Sometimes I wish we had our show during the day so we could call them and get a live person on the phone. Anyways, government restricts homemade cookie sales, Steve. Can you believe it? They've gone after lemonade stands, and now they're coming after cookie makers. And, well, here's a piece from the Institute for Justice Channel, and they really break this, well, case of a nanny state, case of bureaucracy and government getting in the way of people living their lives and the free market.
Yep.
Bakes cookies and cakes and breads and scones. Hmm. Jane bakes the treats in her immaculately clean kitchen at home. Hmm. Jane's treats are delicious. Her kids love them. Her neighbors love them. Everybody loves them. Jane gets an idea. She'll start a business and sell her delicious treats. Jane takes her treats to the local farmers market. They're a hit. Jane's business takes off. Things are looking up for Jane and her treats. This is a bureaucrat from Minnesota. Minnesota doesn't like small businesses like Jane's. When customers want to place special orders for Jane's Treats, Minnesota says no.
Nope.
When food shops want to carry Jane's Treats, Minnesota says no again.
Uh-uh.
Maybe Jane can sell her treats from home.
Not gonna happen.
At job sites.
No way.
Over the internet.
I don't think so.
Where can Jane sell her treats? Minnesota says only at farmers markets or community events. Anywhere else?
Mm-mm.
It's back to the farmers market for Jane. Not so fast, says Minnesota. Minnesota tells Jane she can only sell $5,000 worth of treats per year. That's just $96 per week, says Jane. Jane hits her limit. Minnesota says, that's all, Jane. Jane is out of luck, and her customers are out of treats. Thanks, Minnesota. But that's not all. Jane and IJ are serving up a lawsuit to defend her right to economic liberty.
So they're suing. The Institute for Justice is taking on the state of Minnesota. And you can find more about that at ij.org. There you go, Steve. Would you buy Excellent. Jane's cookies?
I would. Yes, I would. I'd like to try them anyway. And she should be entitled to sell them. I mean, I presume that she has a permit or a commercial kitchen that she's using, because they can use that against you, of course. And then, of course, you have to have health inspectors and stuff like that. But I presume she's doing it right, and they're just holding back a small business, which is absolutely absurd, especially in a place like Minnesota. You know, shame on them is all I can say. You know, I mean, that's all I can say about the whole thing. It's a disgusting exhibit of bureaucracy, you know, and blatant tyranny, economic tyranny that they want to impose on people. It's a very, very big deal. And, you know, they're coming up with this gas tax. Have you noticed how low the price of gas has gone lately? But they're going to try to double the gas tax soon. And very few people know about this. And this is really going to hit people hard. They're going to really raise the taxes on gas. I haven't found out too much of this information yet, but I'm tracking this down and doing some investigation. Maybe some of the listeners out there know more about it. But, you know, this is going to have a big effect on the economy. Of course, you know, they tell us the unemployment numbers have gone down, which is a good sign, but we know the government never lies about unemployment numbers, right? I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. The amount of bad data that's being fed through the system, and of course these nodding bobblehead news anchors just repeat what they're told. They're all disgusting. I used to be one, and I left it many years ago, friends. I wouldn't trust these people to take care of my cat if I was out of town. You should never trust them to give you the news. It's not like a broken record, but they're dangerous, dangerous, poisonous wells. And, you know, they all ought to be ashamed of themselves. As a matter of fact, the American people should hold them in contempt, and also for criminal charges of dangerous disinformation that they're disseminating from these places, using public airwaves to do it, using your property to do this. So, Bob, there's a great story by Anthony Gucciardi, you know, on the churches that were trying to feed the homeless in Florida. I don't know if you got to that in the last couple of days, but that's along the same lines. You saw that one, I guess, didn't you?
Actually, I didn't. Will you tell us about that after our quick commercial break here?
Sure, I sure will.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to that and so much more. We got a half hour to go, folks. We'll keep the phone lines open, 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Stand by.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, Steve, tell us.
From our friend Anthony Gucciardi, who is writing here, he says that in what amounts to one of the most blatant displays of how truly corrupt the entire hierarchy of the establishment has become, church groups feeding the homeless are now being targeted by law enforcement and local government around the nation. And now, back on November 29th, Gucciardi revealed the reality that a church group handing out meals for Thanksgiving at a local park had been told by law enforcement to leave or face potential arrest. The story was ultimately read by millions worldwide after it was syndicated by StoryLeak and other news platforms. And while it was truly concerning, Gucciardi says, "I was still under the impression that it must have been a remotely isolated incident." Not. On the night of December 5th, however, I was disturbed to find out yet another church coming forward in revealing a complete attack on their ability to feed thousands of homeless men and women. Thousands of them, he says. In a story now reiterated by numerous other church heads who continue to contact me through email in the Washington-based group that was a church out of Olympia, is now facing government attacks after handing out more than 5,000 meals per month for the last 2 years. Now, amid the holiday season, the group known as Crazy Faith Ministries has been hit with a bureaucratic siege of red tape for handing out thousands of meals via a public parking lot. And in all its story, an exclusive story on Story League, Michael Thalen writes, quote, although the group has had a long and highly supportive presence in the area, complaints began arising regarding issues such as vehicle traffic blocked in the area, a growing number of hungry people coming in to be fed. In October, Charles received notice from the Olympia Police Department that his group would no longer be allowed to use the lot, although unable to cite any laws broken. Despite the city's attempts, Crazy Faith politely declined to comply, saying that the lot was the only area available to use. Charles, who is a native of Native American descent, refused to give up the native tradition of helping others in his community. Unsuccessful in getting the group to vacate, the city is now attempting to use red tape and bureaucracy by passing new ordinances that would require the group to purchase permits for any activity in city-owned parking lots. Using any lot without permission from the city government could result in fines and jail time. That's right. Feeding the homeless now results in significant fines and even jail time. And that is entirely unacceptable. Gucciardi says, I encourage everyone to share this article and spread the word about the objectively nefarious actions of law enforcement agencies who are now criminalizing church groups that simply want to feed the homeless. Meanwhile, politicians siphon our incomes out and get away with secret deals that amount to hundreds of millions of dollars stole each and every day. So there is another one, Bob. You know, same kind of stuff. That's where America is going, right?
That's right.
And
no comment, Steve. No further comment.
It's so disgusting. You know, it really is.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to kind of follow up what Bill was talking about. I want to learn a little more about that, because this ConCon thing that's been kind of culminating in the background for all this time really is something we need to be watching. You know, we warn people about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and how dangerous this is becoming. They're going to try to shut down, as you pointed out in that one story early on in the very beginning of the broadcast, Bob. They're going to go after speech. They want to stop us talking. They're trying to freeze up everything and put us in a control grid that's almost inescapable. So it would be very surprising to me that we're going to have to think about this very, I mean, not surprising to me, actually, I should say, that we're going to have to think about these things very seriously in the very near future, because they're going to try to lock down free speech, friends, and it's coming very quickly. I just wonder if we have any more people who have like-minded thoughts to share with us this weekend, because we're coming up on the end of the show, and it's been a long week for you, Bob. I know you're doing 3 hours every night here on Republic. We've got some great guests coming up next week, and you're doing some other things out there as well. And
I am. I'm busy,
really
busy, busy, Steve. I'm ready for bed.
It's almost 1 o'clock your time, and I'm out here almost 11 hours, and of course we always welcome our friends from the West Coast who pick up a little bit more as the show progresses and everything like that. But we're doing important work, friends, and you're listening.
Did you hear about Mayor Ford calling out Barack Obama?
No, let's hear about that.
You know, the crack-smoking mayor from Toronto?
Ah, yes, right. That nobody likes, but it makes some sense a lot of the time, doesn't he? Yeah, what did he say?
Well, called out Barry Sotero. Oh, and did you hear Jimmy Kimmel's recent comments?
No, Jimmy Kimmel had comments too.
Well, listen to what he has to say here. Kimmel's joke about crazy tinfoil hat people has a surprising punchline. You ready for this joke?
I'm ready.
Here it is.
The Washington Post has new details about the NSA and how they're monitoring us. According to those documents released by Edward Snowden, the NSA collects almost 5 billion records a day that can pinpoint a cell phone anywhere in the world, track its movements, and map the personal relationships of the person using it. This is interesting because I'll tell you what this means. You know those crazy people who wear the tinfoil hats because they think the government is tracking them? It turns out they were right. And by the way, maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but how is it possible that they're able to track every cell phone in the world, but they can't build a healthcare website? Maybe they should put the NSA in charge of Obamacare. Another.
All right, very good. Yeah, once in a while we get somebody who's a comedian who does give us some pretty good lines, and that one's a good one. I like that.
I thought that was pretty clever, yeah.
Bob, are they going to shut down my tinfoil hat operation here? I have tinfoil hats in the shape of Stetsons. I have the 10-gallon tinfoil hats, and I have sombrero tinfoil hats as well. So, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep doing this. You think? I mean, it's free enterprise, and they don't like it.
Actually, if somebody wants to donate more than $50 to the Bob Tuscan Show, and go to the website, I'll send you a tinfoil hat that I made myself, and I'll sign it. Okay?
Excellent. That's really good, man. Well, I'm, I like these new styles and tinfoil hats that are coming out next year. Is next. Swim there. Is next. Evening there. You know, I mean, it's, it kind of reminds me of that old Burger King or Wendy's commercial, you know, the one that won the Cold War, you know, that made the Russian ladies so mad. I guess it's Friday night. We have to resort to some humor here, or we're going to go crazy. But friends, these are dire times. They really are. And thank God there are a few comedians that are starting to come out, like Jimmy Kimmel. And you know, I was surprised to hear the audience actually applauding that kind of stuff. You know, people don't like spying, do they?
Well, they don't like Obamacare. It's more like it. The whole punchline was, well, if they can track all of our cell phones and do so fairly easily, why can't they build a website that works?
Right. And as we've said all along, I don't think the website was ever intended to work. It's nothing more than a virus. That's all it really is. It gets all this information from you. It shares it with all kinds of people. And then it doesn't function. And if it does, it shows you such a high price for your new health care that you're shocked. And they don't want people knowing that anyway. So, I mean, the whole thing was a design disaster. And, of course, Obama has made the statements, and we've said this before, he's just recently said, as long as I'm here, you know, he drew the line. He said, as long as I'm here in office, Obamacare will not be repealed. Well, what does that tell you? You know, I mean, he has no intent of admitting any responsibility for this incredible mess he's made, and he's going to stay there. I mean, we are being bullied. We're being bullied by this man and this guy, this imposter. This teleprompter reading puppet, who's nothing more than an imposter, is bullying the entire United States. And look at the spineless jellyfish in Congress that can't even stand up to him. It's disgusting. It really is. So, you know, we're going to have to take it to the roots. We're going to have to go back down to the grassroots and start again, you know, and start working our way up. And I think you've got the right idea with the city council meetings and, the city council has to be responsible. They have no way and means, in my opinion, of dodging their responsibility. And I think people need to videotape these meetings and put them up on the local YouTube put them up on YouTube and get people to watch it and say, this is what your city council does. Nothing for you. You know, it's just disgusting. And start putting pressure on politicians to make it very uncomfortable to be working in the news media or as a politician. It should be very uncomfortable for those two professions, in my opinion. What do you think, Bob?
Agreed. Well, I think we're coming up to our last segment tonight, and we'll make a last request for phone calls. I can't even speak. So help me out here. Last call, 800-313-9443. Anything you want to fit in before the end of the week, we'll get to as many phone calls as possible. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, if you want to email me about anything, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, that's how you find me. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, at thespynetwork.com. Last night's show was pretty cool. We had on Sam Kitsy. Is that his name? What's his name? Chris Kitsy. Chris Kitsy from Unseen and Before It's News. Unseen is a new platform that is offering ultra-encrypted services to make essentially Skype calls and video chats and that kind of thing. So check that out. I've been beta testing it, and I'm fairly impressed. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't protect my privacy, but it seems to. So there you go. Final call for any phone calls. Last call, as they say at the bar. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let's go to Mike in Kentucky. Is this the same Mike?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Man, yeah. We already heard from you, dude.
You called me. We gotta hear from me again. Well.
Alright.
Can throw me off now.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I committed you can commit a crime, and if the government doesn't want it into court, you can very publicly commit a crime, and they will not take you to task for it. This back in, it was about June or July, I heard about this guy who had gotten onto the, networks, free to post servers and posted all kinds of spam across, all the folders for network affiliates. And, you're talking about Jimmy Kimmel, of course. He's keeping that same meme going about tinfoil hats and conspiracy theorists. But, these weather guys you were talking about earlier, even if they have evidence or get it demonstrated to them that there is weather manipulation going on, they won't talk about it because there's a culture. It's a third rail or whatever expression you want to use. You do not want to be labeled as a conspiracy theorist if you're in the mainstream news media, and there's very little real investigative journalism that's going on. And I ran into this. I did the same thing they prosecuted this guy for over 4 years ago. I posted a video that demonstrated that all these cell phones are being listened to even when they're off. Okay, then that's not being covered. They're talking about the GPS. They're talking about all the metadata and all the stuff being collated through the Hancock software that AT&T patented and let the cat out of the bag over 12 years ago to do this stuff. And, of course, they had it in development for a very long time. But they never came after me, and I spammed that video all across ABC and NBC free-to-post servers for network affiliates from Los Angeles all the way through to New York. Nobody ever called me from any of those media outlets. Now we have person of interest, a show that lets all these, a lot of this stuff out of the bag about these phones that's going on. I demonstrated it. I had witnesses willing to do affidavits that I was able to tell them what they'd been doing for several minutes, and their phone was in a belt pouch, in a leather belt pouch, turned off, in a purse as they were driving home from church, little old lady, numerous people over the course of about nearly a decade. And I had a real tort. We were paying $65 a month for a fax line that would get locked up over the course of 10 years, at least thousands of hours. And we couldn't use it. We couldn't receive faxes because this audio was locking up our TV studio's fax. No lawyers are interested. The ACLU won't return emails. Electronic Frontier Foundation says, go to the ACLU. Hung up on me. So, you tell me, can you really get something done in this country when you have, you can commit a crime like I did and they won't come after you? Because they don't want it in court.
Sure.
That's right. They don't want it brought out. And it's a lot along the lines of some of the things I've been involved with, too. You know, I used to work in the mainstream news media, Mike, and I know how it works from the top down. You don't understand exactly why decisions are made, but if the news director says to you as a news anchor, we're not covering this, that's the end of the discussion.
Well, there was two people that went to all the way to the Supreme Court. I think it was a network affiliate of Fox in Florida. They were assigned to do a report on the bovine hormones that they were putting in the milk that was getting into the cow's milk because they were trying to increase production.
Right.
They were forced to re-edit their story several times, and they finally refused to re-edit it, got fired. They took their case all the way to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court says the media has no responsibility to tell you the truth, and that's where we sit right now. They can lie to you all day. They have no FCC mandate to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you know, actually, that's I have to say that I don't know where they got that interpretation, but they're using public property. And I know sometimes when I mention this, some folks would argue with me and they'd say, well, I don't like the idea of the government telling the news media. Well, there's two things wrong with that. First of all, we, the people, are the government. Second, that's our public property. It's just like if a trucking firm said that they're going to come into your town, they're going to make all these improvements on your highway, but it's the main thoroughfare through a valley. But they're going to close off that road every day at 3 o'clock until 6:30 or 7 and not even let emergency vehicles through because their vehicles have to move. I mean, and then not only that, but they're dumping all kinds of toxic waste along the side of the road and using your public funds and your public property to do all this. That's what the news media is doing. I mean, it's not just illegal. It's not just, you know, unethical and illegal and a lack of responsibility. It's criminal what they're doing. And if we were to file massive complaints against the licenses of these stations, can you imagine that? Because, you know, every letter you write in a complaint against the station's operation has to be kept on file for the FCC. I'm not trying to pick on radio stations because a lot of them, especially, I think, the ones that open up and allow free talk and free discourse, especially on talk radio. But, I mean, I'm talking about the major ABC, NBC, CBS television stations, those kinds of people. You know, these should all be brought to court and brought up before the FCC for renewal every time their license comes up. And you could say they are dangerously disseminating information that is causing damage, death, loss of property, and a number of other problems to the public. This is a criminal act. It's not just the bad people making a lot of money. This is criminal activity, in my opinion.
The quote from William Boynton, I think his name was, WTVT out of Florida on that bovine hormone case, was, "We paid $5 billion for these TV stations. We'll tell you what the news is." And that's what he told them reporters when he fired them.
Right. So. And that just tells you their attitude is that they own that airwave, and they don't. And this is where we need to stand up and say, no, you don't own our public property, and you're misusing it, and you're lying, and you're disseminating dangerous information. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater, especially when there isn't one there. I mean, we can get into all kinds of trouble misusing communications. They're using public property to lie and deceive the American people. And,
right.
You know, And they act like you said there, Mike, in this quote, they act like this is our property. It's not their property. And they need to be told that, and they need to have their licenses yanked.
There's
I believe
a lot
they
of
should.
Sin by omission, too.
Sure.
Of course, reporters for decades have been taught to write to a sixth grade level.
Yeah.
To dumb down the people. But at the same time, these sportscasters try to do color commentary with vocabulary that goes way over the head of
yeah.
most newscasters, probably. So it's kind of, there's a lot of just junk. I mean, and
yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's junk. And
thanks for taking my call again, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, yeah.
Quick question: are you interested in one of my tinfoil hats by chance?
Oh, I have my own, and I've actually shown it on air.
All right. All right, well, I was trying to sell you one of the Bob Tuscan original edition tinfoil hats, okay?
Thanks.
All right, man. Have a good night. All right, folks, that does it for us tonight. Steve, as always, thanks, man. Have a great weekend. Love you guys. See you next week.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens. And